Episode 2870, The Realness is Beautiful.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Did you make it? Did you survive Thanksgiving? Oh, thank goodness. I was a little concerned because I know it can be absolutely stressful just getting the turkey or the ham or the brisket on the table in time and having everything else warm. It can be just utterly a mess. But today, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Just let it all go, because the realness is beautiful. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, I got to remind you, we are partnering with Pray.com. We've got incredible, exciting things around the corner. I kid you not. It is just like, it's blowing my mind. God is so good. And just to see how he has woven all of this together. So make sure you're on the mailing list. Make sure you tune in here because it is happening. And I will let you know as soon as we are there. We are probably less than a few days away. I'm serious. And then we've got brand new exclusive content that's going to be on there in January. So you want to stay tuned here on the newsletter because you will get the inside scoop. So how much time are you spending to look like the family you wish you were? You know, it is Thanksgiving, right? We put up that front. When things don't go as planned and life happens, you're still amazing regardless of the circumstances. The realness is beautiful. How did Thanksgiving treat you? Now, notice how I said, how did Thanksgiving treat you versus how did you treat Thanksgiving? Was it everything you wished it would be? As I glanced at my social media feeds just briefly, I wasn't on there for a long period of time. I'm not that person to hang out there. But I was scrolling through and I only found the perfect smiles, the giggles of children, and tables adorned with the beauty of a Thanksgiving feast. And then I looked around and thought, how could I post something like that? My house was somewhat in order, but not decorated like I normally do. Only my boys were present as my girls were with their sweethearts and their families. The moment of not having everything as everyone else flashed in front of me. Can you relate? I'm not enough. I'm not the best mom. I've fallen short. I've disappointed somebody. It's that important date that just doesn't end up the way you thought it should, right? You're like, this is what I pictured and it wasn't there. But just because things don't end up as planned doesn't mean it's lacking anything. Being a parent and wanting what's best for your children and family is more than normal. Yet what you planned or dreamed for, when it doesn't come true, that doesn't mean you throw in the towel and quit. You can't quit being a good mom. You can't quit being that incredible dad. The realness is beautiful. So be grateful for the realness in your life. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be grateful for the realness. There's no reason to pretend that everything is what you wanted for your entire life. Wearing that scarf can be exhausting and lead you to focus on what you can't achieve. It's hard to work backward all the time when you need to be moving forward. And you end up just holding yourself hostage in this life that's really make-believe. And it's not that you're trying to be that type of a person. It's just something that happens. It was probably modeled to you when you were growing up, to some circumstance, to some degree. And when you think about it, you just don't break it down like that because, well, you're too busy. And there's nothing wrong with being too busy, but what happens is we miss what's right in front of us. And so today I want you to be grateful for the realness. And how can you do that? Number one, embrace the present. Living in the moment is the best way to savor the good, the bad, yeah, and the ugly. It's not about hashing out what should have, would have, or could have been. Life is about where you are in the moment. So embrace the present. Know that what you have here is a moment in time. It's a snapshot. Don't think of Snapchat, but think of snapshot. Think of it as, I've got this Polaroid moment, and I want to let it all sink in. I want to know that when I am there, that I am all in. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And I know God's got it. I don't have to sit there and just, you know, let myself fall apart all the time. I don't have to put this mask on. I can take the scarf off and be the mom that I'm supposed to be in the moment that I'm in. Embrace the present. Number two, appreciate the unexpected. Control is a good thing when it comes to organizing responsibilities into your day or obtaining goals that require certain steps, like if you're going to be a physician or an attorney, or if you're going to be a firefighter or a police officer, right? There are certain steps you have to do, this first, this second, this third. It's not like you can just skip around and do whatever you want. No, there are steps. And it's great when you can organize that. And when you have absolutely control over, okay, well, I know this has to come first. So if I can't take it in January, then it has to come in August, or I take it over the summer. Yet life happens, and that's when you have no control. So appreciate the unexpected. God's already paved a way for you and for your family. There's no reason for you to sit there and say, okay, I just can't do this. You may feel that overwhelmed, but that doesn't mean you can't do it. So allow yourself to feel the feelings, but then allow yourself to see the facts. So then the experience is a lot different. Appreciate the unexpected. And finally, number three, catch the beauty in your heart. Your heart is what keeps your love pure for the family before you. Your days may not always be roses and rainbows, but you can always find beauty if you capture it with your heart. It's very interesting. I find that a lot of the things that we see is because of how things are given to us, what we experience. And that experience now is coming from streaming, social media feeds. When you're driving, you get the road rage. And so sometimes we find ourselves just literally hovering over a moment that we think, okay, I got this. I've got full control over it. And really you don't. But what you do have control over is the decision that you're going to make in that moment. How you're going to show up. Is it okay to show up messy? Yes. Do you know right now I'm recording to you in my pajamas? I know, TMI. And I got my heavy, comfy robe on. I got my slippers on my feet. And it's just you and me. That's the realness. And the realness is beautiful. It's not about having to be perfect. It's about being present. Your presence is what counts and what matters. That's what your family wants from you. That's what they desire. They want you. The circumstances and the situations and all the stuff that you don't think is going to happen and you think you're controlling, but you really can't control, and you have those once in a blue moon realizations that, oh, I can't do this anymore, and then somehow you gather yourself up and you do it. The realness is beautiful. And you can take it all and be grateful for it and show up and be present. So the challenge I have for you today is, how can you find the beauty and the realness of your family? And know that when things get hard and you feel stressed, overwhelmed, and anxious about what you don't know, be careful not to retreat. It's easy to do that. It's easy to run away and say, oh, I can't do this. It's easy to go bury your head. It's easy to fill your life and make it more busy, busier. Don't correct me, English majors. Remember, I'm in my robe and my PJs. That's the realness. That's the beauty, right? You don't have to be perfect, but you do need to be present. And when you're that present in life, you can be grateful for the realness in your life. when you're walking the road, especially the road less traveled, I know we're not going to read the poem, even though it's a beautiful poem. Know that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Being a mom, being a dad, it is not all roses and rainbows. And I can tell you this, as I have gone from dating to marriage and being a beautiful couple, one, two, that's all we had to worry about. Then we had, well, now they call them fur babies. We never thought of our dogs back then as fur babies. They were our dogs. And so we had dogs, multiple dogs. And then came our first, and then our second, and our third, and our fourth, and then our fifth. And in between all of that, life happened. And we moved, and we moved again, and then we moved and moved again, moved and moved again. Oh, wait, wait. And then we moved and moved again. I think there's a few more moves in there. But one thing that always stood true, no matter where home was, is that as long as you're present and grateful, you can move mountains together as a family. You're not always going to have the answers. Maybe you're looking at things right now in your life and you're like, Christiane, you don't know. We've got like 3 contracts. We're looking at selling our business. We're looking at moving. We're in the middle of the school. You're like, I don't know what this looks like. But know that God's already gone before you. He's already preparing you a way. But in the midst of making all the decisions and the hustle and the bustle and the scurry of Christmas going, oh my gosh, I got to get a Christmas tree up. Mine's still not even up. I'm sitting here in my robe and pajamas and I should be decorating a tree. But my trees are still in my Christmas storage area. Will I get to it? Yes, the realness is beautiful. Don't bury the beauty in your life. Stop trying to be perfect and be present. See what God wants you to see. Look through His set of lenses, not yours. They're clouded. It's foggy. You need to clean it up a little bit. But when you see your life through God's lenses, it's amazing. So don't fret. I'm sure you could have done something different this Thanksgiving. Maybe that side dish just didn't get cooked the way you wanted it. Maybe that turkey, well, you had to put it back in the oven. I don't know. Whatever it is for you, know this though. The realness is beautiful. So embrace that today. And love on your family. Look at them in their eyes and say, you know what? I appreciate you. You drive me crazy, but I appreciate you. Life is too short. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.